Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the Noon Report, we give you direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues at the state capitals. They are, as always, Michael Gear at the Pennsylvania Family Institute and Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. Gentlemen, I want to spend a couple minutes today talking about the transgender movement, which seems to know no end across this country. I could not believe this, Jason, when I read this. It's been 20 years since GENDA, the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act, GENDA introduced in the New York State Legislature 20 years ago. Could you have foreseen the impact that transgenderism has had on the culture since then? And where do you see this debate going in the years to come?
Yeah, you know, we warned back then that this kind of legislation would lead to some of the results that we're seeing today. What we didn't anticipate was the speed at which we would go. I mean, the very notion today that we will allow minors to cut off healthy body parts because they just don't understand who they were created in God's image to be is what's really shocking in this type of situation.
Yeah, and you know, Michael, the tentacles of the transgender movement have spread into all facets of society, even girls' sports. And I want to talk about that for a minute with you. By now, a lot of people have heard the name Riley Gaines. She's the All-American swimmer. She had her life threatened for daring to speak out about this issue recently. Why is there such vitriol from the other side of this? And talk, if you would, about the net effect that transgenderism is having on girls' sports.
Well, the hatred that's coming against those who are speaking the truth in our society gives a sense of the spiritual battle that we're engaged in. When you see Riley Gaines not only assaulted and her life threatened and then held hostage for about 3 hours there at the San Francisco State University, and the hostility that's coming against, again, those that speak the truth, or Chloe Cole, a detransitioner who had a bomb threat against her appearance here in Pennsylvania a couple of weeks ago. Mm. Those are the kinds of things that show that we are in a spiritual battle, that there's hatred for those who will speak the truth about God's creation of male and female.
Yeah, we'll see where this debate goes next. Let's turn the page and talk about the abortion debate for just a minute, Jason. New York State is stockpiling the abortifacient mifepristone, which the Supreme Court just recently ruled on. Governor Hochul can't reach a budget deal, but she seems to have enough time on her hands to do this. Why?
Yeah, you know, the political priorities of the Hochul administration are shocking. Parents of young children will remember that back during the pandemic, we heard about the baby formula shortage. We heard about a diaper shortage at one point. We were talking about infant pain reliever shortages. And I did not see the state take any steps to stockpile those types of things that would meet the needs of these babies. But when it comes to abortion, the administration is all in for that. I'd rather live in a state that will stockpile Pampers to care for babies' needs, not poisons that will take their lives.
Yeah, well said. Hey, Mike, along those lines, 10 years ago, next month, hard to believe, May 13th, 2003, the worst mass murderer in history was convicted in your state. His name was Dr. Kermit Gosnell. You've got a special event coming up that day in Philadelphia to remember that dark moment in history. Tell us a little bit what you've got planned, and why does the pro-choice movement want us to move on and forget about the name Kermit Gosnell?
Well, Kermit Gosnell shows all about what late-term abortion is in this country. I mean, states like New York and New Jersey and even our governor here in Pennsylvania, I think, are comfortable with the notion of aborting babies right up until birth. And that's what Kermit Gosnell was, in effect, doing, late-term births of babies, delivering them and then snipping their spinal cord. That's the kind of abortions that he did. The grand jury report said he did countless numbers of those babies killed in that way. And women died in his clinic as well. And we want people to remember remember it. That's why we're doing these events on May 13th to commemorate his guilty verdict that gave him a life sentence because of the murders that he did. This cannot be forgotten, and it reminds people of the humanity of the unborn child. As Kermit Gosnell was killing them, we need to remember that.
Yeah, never forget that history. Thank you for doing that, Michael. Hey, we'll get back to the abortion debate. There was a movement on legislation dealing with CPCs in Pennsylvania in a minute, but Jason, first I want to bring this up. The governor and the attorney general have submitted briefs to the New York State Court of Appeals, the highest court in the state, asking that all 26 congressional districts be redrawn before the next presidential election in less than 2 years. They just did this recently. Why are they making this request?
Well, to be blunt, they're making the request because their hope is to pick up more Democratic congressional seats. The maps that were drawn now were done in a more fair manner, but if those maps can be redrawn and approved by the legislature with super Democratic majorities, they hope to bring back some of those seats into Democratic fold.
I assume the new Chief Justice nominee will be approved. Is he in favor of this?
Yeah, you know, the Chief Judge Rowan Wilson, he will take that court more liberal. So I firmly believe that really is what's happening here, is there's pressure from even D.C., here in New York, to go ahead and tilt that court to the left so they can take those seats back in 2024.
Well, Michael, crisis pregnancy centers in Pennsylvania have enjoyed state funds since the 1990s when a deal was struck with Planned Parenthood. If you're going to give Planned Parenthood money, the CPCs deserve money as well. But there are some in Harrisburg, namely House Democrats, who want to cut off the pipeline of money there. What would that mean for crisis pregnancy centers if that were to happen? And why are pro-choice lawmakers calling for these cuts now?
First, let me just say that not all pregnancy care centers in Pennsylvania take this state dollars, but this Real Alternatives program was set up to allow those that choose to do so, that provide alternatives to abortion for women, to have this access to this state funding to provide care and counseling. And the reason the Democrats are going after it is because they want abortion on demand. They don't want any competition for their benefactor, Planned Parenthood, in the abortion industry. They have never met an abortion they don't like, apparently, and the fact that pregnancy resource centers exist is something they think is anathema, and they want to stamp them out and cut this funding.
Jason, the New York State budget was due, I'm looking at my watch here, April 1st. That was several days ago. Still no deal. You argue this whole adoption process is dysfunctional and way too secretive. How come?
We're coming up in 3 weeks late on the budget. The legislature has one basic constitutional responsibility: to pass the budget. If the governor and the legislature, both led by Democrats, cannot come to an agreement, we've got a problem. The problem with the budget process is it's being decided by three people in a room. And so things are being put into there, but we don't know the details. And so John Q. Voter here cannot actually weigh in on what these issues are. It's a secretive process that is not good for the state of New York.
And it's been going on that way for so long. Hey, Michael, a Commonwealth Court this week, big story, dismissed a challenge to how constitutional amendments are bundled together. Were you surprised by this decision? What does it mean for those proposed amendments that have to do with abortion and voter ID?
No, I was not really surprised. I mean, honestly, the amendments have died a slow death because of the Democrat takeover of the House of Representatives. They have no interest in moving those particular amendments. The way the court ruled, they looked at the situation. They said, well, the amendments would have needed to pass a second time before they would go to the ballot. And they said it was not really ripe or the time for the court to intervene at a time when they were not even heading towards the ballot.
Gotcha. Hey, Jason, New Yorkers are flying the coop. New Siena College poll shows 27% of New York State residents plan to leave the state within the next 5 years. I imagine it probably has a little more to do than the weather, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the politics of the state, the taxes of the state, there are just so many things that are adding to why New Yorkers want out. And if you look at the out-migration trends, they're heading to red states. They're heading to places where there's greater economic freedom, to where there's greater opportunities to raise their families as they see fit. New York is just not the place right now, and a lot of New Yorkers want out.
All right, and finally, God before job. The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments this week in the case of the Christian postal worker Gerald Groff. A lot of our audience are familiar with this. Michael, if you would explain what's at stake here, and are you confident the court will deliver a verdict in the former mailman's favor?
we are hopeful that this former postal carrier, who had a conviction to not work on Sundays, will be vindicated in the lawsuit that he brought. And I think there will be a good ruling that will provide some expansion and protection for religious liberty in the workplace. It's an important case, and we're glad that we had an opportunity to be a part of it.
All right, and we will get a final decision on that one in June. But you're writing about this on your website today, Michael. If folks want to learn more about why they need to stay informed on this and all the other issues we discussed today, what's your website, sir?
PAFamily.org.
And Vision 2023 is fast approaching in New York. The annual Legislative Day event is back in person, Jason. How can folks get registered?
AlbanyUpdate.com.